All right. Today, the exciting conclusion to The Wizard of Oz. Dorothy has been traveling with her new friends, Scarecrow, Tin Man, Lion. Last week, they finally made it to the Emerald City. They met the Wizard of Oz. He told them he would grant their wishes for brains, a heart, courage, and Dorothy just wants to go home, if they would bring him the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West. It sounds like a suicide mission. This witch has been threatening them ever since Dorothy landed in Oz. Now, we said earlier, the witch is our shadow side, ego run riot, the part that wants to be in complete control and feels completely separate from God. The witch believes everything is up to her. She has to struggle for the outcome she wants. She uses trickery, magic, intimidation, threats, anything to make the world the way she has to have it in order to feel safe. She's a witch. None of us would behave that way. But last week we saw she finally sent her flying monkeys to capture Dorothy and Toto. They tore apart the Scarecrow. They banged up the Tin Man. And that's where we left them last week. Flying monkeys are those outer things that seem to attack us and drag us into a dungeon of fear. Dorothy has been carried off to the witch's castle. She's trapped, but even there, she's trying to protect Toto. She's desperate. She's even willing to give up the ruby slippers. So watch this.
You, my dear. What an unexpected pleasure. It's so kind of you to visit me in my loneliness.
What are you going to do with my dog? Give him back to me.
All in good time, my little pretty. All in good time.
Oh, please give me back my dog.
Certainly, certainly. When you give me those slippers.
But the good witch of the north told me not to.
Very well. Throw that basket in the river and drown him.
No, no, no. Here, you can have your old slippers, but give me back Toto.
That's a good little girl. I knew you'd see reason.
Oh, sorry. I didn't do it. Can I still have my dog?
No, fool that I am. I should have remembered. Oh. Those slippers will never come off as long as you're alive. But that's not what's worrying me. It's how to do it. These things must be done delicately, or you hurt the spell.
Run, Toto, run!
Catch him, you fool! More than you will. Brat, you and your dog. You've been more trouble to me than you're worth, one way and another. But it'll soon be over now. You see that? That's how much longer you've got to be alive. And it isn't long, my pretty. It isn't long. I can't wait forever to get those shoes.
Thank you.
she's a wicked witch. So do you know this hopeless, helpless feeling? We have all at times felt abandoned and isolated and can't see any way out. And everyone has a price, I suppose. Last week, the lion was ready to give up his desire for courage rather than face the great wizard. Here, Dorothy's ready to give up the ruby slippers to save Toto. And of course, watching them, we want to scream at the screen, "No, don't do it!" Because we can see them giving away the strongest part to themselves, giving away their power. What have you given away to feel safe or comfortable? And what if that's the best part of you? Dorothy would do anything to save Toto, but Toto gets away on his own. And remember what Toto is. Toto is the Latin word for everything. Our inner Toto is the soul or divine self. It can never be confined. First, the soul leads us into situations for our higher learning, even if we wouldn't have chosen them. And then it provides us with everything we need. So Toto has gone to fetch help. He calls on Wisdom, the Scarecrow, Love, the Tin Man, and Courage, the Lion, to come to the rescue. Those are qualities that work together in us. Wisdom, love, and courage. Toto rounds up the good guys. The soul calls upon our divine qualities as needed. Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Lion clamber over stone mountains, and finally they're looking down on the castle, and they see the changing of the guard. And the Scarecrow has an idea. He says he has no brain, but he has all the good ideas. And he says to the Lion, "You're going to lead us." The one without courage, the Lion, is called to the forefront. The best in each of them is called forth in this situation. And that's how life works for us. It's how life works. If you want more courage, you don't just wake up one morning feeling courageous. Instead, you're given opportunities to be courageous. The Scarecrow is given opportunities to be smart. The Tin Man's given opportunities to love. Doesn't that sound familiar? I mean, we've said before, if you pray for patience, you get irritating situations, so you can practice patience. Whatever we want is not magically bestowed on us because we already have it. Instead, we're given opportunities to call it forth, to cultivate it. So as they approach the witch's castle, the lion is faking his courage, but he keeps going, fake it till you make it. They go into the witch's castle disguised as guards.
Where do we go now?
Yeah.
Party's just beginning.
Trap like mice, rats.
That's right. Don't hurt them right away. We'll let them think about it a little first. that way. Hurry! Hurry!
Where do we go now?
This way! Come on!
See the first three go before her. And her mangy little dog, too. How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
Huh? No! No! Help! 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 I'm burning!
Help! Go through that water! Help! Help! You cursed brat! Look what you've done!
She's dead. You killed her.
I didn't mean to kill her. Really, I didn't. It's just that he was on fire.
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
Hail to Dorothy! The Wicked Witch is dead!
The broom. May we have it?
Please, and take it with you.
Oh, thank you so much. Now we can go back to the wizard and tell him the Wicked Witch is dead.
The Wicked Witch is dead!
You cursed brat! Who would have thought a good little girl like you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? That's the final lament of the ego. Not that our egos are wicked, but they construct everything they need to feel safe. Big stone castles with guards and moats. And a simple dash of water brings it all down. Water is cleansing, it's purification. Divine power melts ego. Notice how the witch always goes first for the scarecrow, the intellect. She scares him the most. Our fear is in our heads. Fear is a reaction to thoughts. But this struggle with the witch has not been a bad thing for them. The witch has been Dorothy's greatest teacher, greatest for all of them. The witch has forced them to call upon their inner reserves to learn who they truly are and act from their best selves. I'm just sad that the witch melted without ever realizing she had the power within too. We all do. We are never separate from those higher levels of consciousness that smooth the way and create our good. But the witch thought she had to use force to make the world conform to her wishes. So they take her broomstick and go back to the wizard. The wizard, the Old Testament god, anger, vengeance, fire, and brimstone, until Toto pulls back the curtain and reveals the wizard is just a man. He says he's really a good man, he's just a very bad wizard. Now consider this. What Toto does in pulling back the curtain is what Jesus did for us in terms of our relationship to God. He said, see, God is not an angry ruler. He doesn't demand worship and fear. He's more like a good father. He only wants the best for us. The wizard explains to them that his hot air balloon went off course and landed in Oz, and the people couldn't understand it, so they assumed he was a god, the Almighty. But his power is only the power they gave him. Maybe they needed someone to worship. Maybe they felt safer thinking someone was in charge. The great lesson of this story is that we're the ones in charge. And we already have everything we need. except we don't have time to show you the whole ending. So, but there's more. Let me just remind you what leads up to this. The wizard promises to get back in his balloon and take Dorothy home to Kansas. But he fails even at that. The balloon takes off without her. And she's devastated. She's feeling trapped and limited until she finally realizes her own power. This is it.
Oh, I'll never get home.
Stay with us then, Dorothy. We all love you. We don't want you to go.
Well, that's very kind of you. But this could never be like Kansas. Annie M must have stopped wondering what happened to me by now. Oh, Scarecrow, what am I going to do?
Look, here's someone who can help you.
Any longer. You've always had the power to go back to Kansas.
I have.
Then why didn't you tell her before?
Because she wouldn't have believed me. She had to learn it for herself.
What have you learned, Dorothy?
Well, I think that it wasn't enough just to want to see Uncle Henry and Auntie M. And it's that if I ever go looking for my heart's desire again, I won't look any further than my own backyard. Because if it isn't there, I never really lost it to begin with. Is that right?
That's all it is.
But that's so easy. I should have thought of it for you.
I should have felt it in my heart.
No, she had to find it out for herself. Now those magic slippers will take you home in 2 seconds.
Oh, total two?
Total two.
Now?
Whenever you wish.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true. Oh, it's going to be so hard to say goodbye. I love you all, too. Goodbye, Tin Man. Oh, don't cry. You'll rust so dreadfully. Here's your oil can. Goodbye.
Now I know I've got a heart. Because it's breaking.
Goodbye, Lion. You know, I know it isn't right, but I'm going to miss the way you used to holler for help before you found your courage.
I would never have found it if it hadn't been for you.
I think I'll miss you most of all.
Are you ready now?
Yes. Say goodbye, Toto. Yes, I'm ready now.
Then close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times. And think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place.
Dorothy. Dorothy, dear. It's Aunt Em, darling.
Oh, Annie Em. It's you.
Yes, darling.
Hello there. Anybody home? I just dropped by because I heard the little girl got caught in the big... Well, she seems all right now.
Yeah, she got quite a bump on the head. We kind of thought there for a minute she was going to leave us.
Oh.
But I did leave you, Uncle Henry. That's just the trouble. And I tried to get back for days and days.
There, lie quiet now. You just had a bad dream.
Sure. Remember me?
Your old pal, Hunk?
Oh.
Me? Hickory?
You couldn't forget my face, could you?
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place. And you were there.
Oh,
sure.
But you couldn't have been, could you?
Oh, we dream lots of silly things when we...
No, Aunt Em. This was a real, truly live place. And I remember that some of it wasn't very nice, but most of it was beautiful. But just the same, all I kept saying to everybody was, I want to go home. And they sent me home. Doesn't anybody believe me?
Of course we believe you, Dorothy.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Auntie Em, there's no place like home.
I always hated that she ended up back in black and white Kansas. How could she be happy back there? They'll never believe her about Oz. They will always think she's a little crazy. Did you hear how condescending they were? Oh, yeah, honey. And that's what happens when we raise our consciousness, when we take steps toward transformation and we start to talk funny. Other people may not understand. They might always think we're a little crazy, we're dreaming. But it's pointless to take the hero's journey and do the work unless we can go home and apply it in our daily lives. All these qualities were dormant before Oz. Dorothy was stuck on the farm. The Scarecrow was stuck up on a post. The Tin Man was rusted in place. The Lion was paralyzed with fear. Intuition, intellect, feelings, and senses, engaging fully with life, freed them. For our own journeys, we need what each of them represents. Intuition is deep inner knowing. Intellect, at its best, is wisdom. The heart, we need love for our journeys, for others, but especially for ourselves. And we need courage to embrace the shadow, the inner witch, and throw water in her face when she needs it. That's all necessary for our transformation, to discover our true selves, the way Dorothy discovered her power, the way each of them came to feel whole. To quote the British philosopher Elton John, I finally decided my future lies beyond the yellow brick road. We don't stay in Oz forever. We don't seek forever, we find, because we eventually learn that we already have everything we need. We're wearing the ruby slippers. Knowing that will transform our black and white worlds into color without ever leaving home. When we become aware of this divine consciousness within us, wherever we are, we'll be home. And there is no place like home. So let's take these thoughts into meditation with Kit.
Let's take that deep breath and gently close your eyes. Center yourself in the heart space. Breathe into that heart space.
Find your favorite room breathe into that space. And in your mind's eye, see exactly how you've decorated it. Where you may sit to read, or meditate, or pray. That place that is your sanctuary. Where you can feel your heart rate just slow and calm. Breath just goes naturally into a normal, relaxed place. And just be in that space. Comfortably relaxed in that space. Go to your internal home. That garden of your soul. Supported by that infinite power, that unconditional love. This is center. This is true north for you. This is that place you can draw from at any moment. No matter what storms are swirling about, what effects might be showing up in your life. This is home. Touch the walls of this place. To feel the very air around you. That is filled with all the divine possibility, the potential, the power, anything that you need in any moment. Draw it to your heart and hold it. Embrace it, embody it. And when you're ready, take a deep, deep cleansing breath. This is you. this is home. And your consciousness will always bring you back. Always. So with that knowing, take another deep breath. Let it out completely. And let the gratitude bubble up and join me then in the hallelujah.